Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrini here, and we're getting ready for tonight's amazing race wrap up with Jessica Leese. But before we get to the show tonight, I want to take a moment, and I'm going to have a promo for you for another one of the shows here on Podcast One, which is the network which hosts Rob as a Podcast and tons of other great podcasts. One of the other podcasts that's been promoting Rob as a Podcast this week is the Ross Matthews Straight Talk, and Ross is formerly of the Jay Leno Show. He had his own show on E, and now he's on Podcast One with Straight Talk.
Hello. Hi, it's me, Ross Matthews, America's gay. Listen, I get it. Life is hard. Okay, we all struggle. Boyfriend problems, girlfriend problems, job problems, life problems, which TV show to watch. Honey, I get it. You need help. That's why I'm here. I'm the gay best friend you wish you had, and honey, you know you need. It's Straight Talk with me, Ross Matthews. This is tough love, honey, but it's worth it, like plucking or waxing. Get your weekly gay pep talk right here on podcastone.com.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now he is the guy who podcasts about a show where nobody ever gets eliminated. It's Rob Sestrini. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our amazing race for half up here for Friday night, December 12th. And we are 1 week away from the finale of the amazing race. Final four teams still. Here we go, Jessica Leese.
I don't even know what to tell you, Rob. I think maybe you're never doing another elimination interview again.
I don't think so. I try to plan my Mondays. I figure, okay, well, Monday we got a podcast. We're going to do an exit interview, but we never have to do them. We've been sitting on the final four teams for a few weeks now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I know them a lot better than your typical final four team.
I just can't get over 11 episodes into this season. We've had four non-elimination legs. And the save? Oh, no. We didn't have to use the save. Four non-elimination.
That's why we had four.
Okay, so they built in one for the save. Was that what it was?
I think they must have just decided to, there could have been one leg that if the save got used, they would just make that leg an elimination leg, but I guess they decided to keep all of them in.
Okay. All right, well, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about on a night where Brooke and Robbie took center stage and went from worst to first, and here they are. Maybe the team that we said had the least chance or not a great chance of winning this season could be coming together to put it all to win this thing in the final hour. So we will talk about setting the stage up for next Friday night. Of course, we are live here on robhasawebsite.com. We've got all of the chat room happening here on robhasawebsite.com. And then also we are following on Twitter, hashtag RHAP. And then also on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Jess, how are you doing this evening?
I'm all right, Rob. How are you doing?
Just I eat. Okay. Well, hopefully we can improve upon that because we've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about in our second leg here in the Philippines.
Yeah, second leg in the Philippines where nobody got eliminated.
Amazing Race went to the Philippines for 2 weeks and left without kicking out anybody.
Yeah, it's grim times, Rob.
I mean,
but really, this episode had a little bit of everything. Had a little bit of this, had a little bit of that.
Jess, would it kill them to kick somebody off the Amazing Race once in a while?
Yeah, you know, it does get a little stale after a while. You want someone to cry.
You'd like to get somebody kicked off. I mean, do you like this? We've kicked the can down the road now. It seems like we're going to have a jam-packed final hour, but would you have preferred to just see three teams in the final leg and then go ahead and have, because ultimately the previous format used to be Amazing Race finale would have a 2 hour finale with four teams, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it depended a lot on, in earlier legs, they would have a 2 hour finale that would start with three teams. And then there would be a non-elimination leg at the very last leg. And then there were times like after everybody got used to that, they mixed it up. And then sometimes there'd just be a 1 hour finale. And sometimes it's a 2 hour finale. That's really just two separate legs of the race, which is what's usually going on when that happens.
So
it can be many different things, but I don't think I've ever seen two non-elimination legs in a row at right before the final episode.
Kept that everybody on their toes. And now here we are, 1 hour finale, four teams. There'll be an elimination and we're going to Los Angeles.
Yeah. And I will give him that. I did not see that coming.
Good. In all your years of watching The Amazing Race, they got one past you.
Yeah, it happens every so often.
Okay, they can't always say that. All right, so the wrestlers, they had a big night. They go for on a night when they not only had to do a speed bump, they come out on top looking very strong, had their best leg of the entire race this week, and are in a good spot heading into the finals. We almost had a medevac situation, Jess.
Yeah, that was really scary looking.
Yeah, it looked like Amy was going to check out there for a little bit. What did you make of the Amazing Race response team?
I mean, they were right on top of it. They were almost as good as, what's his name over on Survivor?
Oh, Dr. Ben?
Yeah. They got their own, like, they got their own Amazing Race version of Dr. Ben. And I gotta give Phil this much. He was way better at presenting genuine concern than Jeff Probst has ever been.
What about Phil's umbrella man? That should be somebody new on Twitter. Like Phil went right to, do you need the umbrella? And like Phil's umbrella man came out right away. Like,
Phil's umbrella man just stands off camera all the time, holding the umbrella over Phil whenever he doesn't need to be in the shot.
Yeah. Umbrella man. How about that?
I think I got to add a new job onto my list of dream careers.
Yeah, Umbrella Man on The Amazing Race. Follow Phil around and send hold. Keep Phil protected from the sun.
Catering to Phil's needs, that would be a fantastic job.
Whoa. All right. So a lot to talk about. Any top stories jump out to you, Jess?
Well, they did a lot of strange things this leg. The tasks themselves, I didn't find particularly compelling, but the way the tasks were presented was really interesting.
Are you talking about this or that?
I'm talking about this or that.
So what do you make of this or that? Do we like this or that?
I like it once. If they're going to start doing it every season, then I hate it. But if we're just going to see it one time, I thought it was funny. Like Adam and Bethany open the clue and this or that, and Adam makes this big production out of randomly choosing one. They're like, okay, we'll do that. And then they walk like 10 feet and they're like, no, we'll do this.
Now, what do you think of some like spinoffs of this and that? What would they do next season?
Thing one and thing two.
Thing one or thing two. Yeah. How about here or there?
Yep, near or far. Well, actually, that one they've done. They've done near or far.
Yeah. And what was near or far?
I think it was just like there was one task that was very close by that took longer and one task that you had to find that was a lot quicker.
Okay. So they did this or that. I mean, last week, didn't they also do one where... it was the one where Tim and TJ got eliminated, where they had just sort of like an arrow pointing one way or the other.
Yeah, and I was honestly anticipating that it was going to be another situation like that where they didn't tell you what the tasks were because one of them was obviously much easier than the other one. But that turned out to not be the case. They both seemed like they were about the same amount of difficulty.
But certainly tonight in this or that, that was the better way to go than this.
It did seem like that was the better option.
Because in the basketball task, and you know that somewhere the Globetrotters were like kicking their televisions of why couldn't this be on one of their seasons, the kids that they were playing basketball against did not seem like they were that great.
No, they weren't particularly, I mean, they're not the Filipino Globetrotters.
Yes, more like the Filipino Generals.
Yes. Yeah, more like that. And I mean, you know, if a girl with one arm is getting past you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and again, good for, look at Bethany playing basketball with one arm, like passing
the
ball
better than I do.
Yeah.
I'm just duly impressed.
Yeah, very impressive, because that bicycle stunt or the race, I mean, that seemed very difficult and dangerous.
Yeah, that looked. I'm kind of surprised there wasn't more wiping out with that.
Now, is part of the reason why they do this or that, so the team that picks the hard leg, that they don't realize, like, oh, I could just go play basketball against some kids?
Yeah, I think that, well, that's kind of the rationale that they had in Malta. where it was like, you didn't know what the other task was, so you're less likely to go try it because you have no idea what you're getting into.
Yeah. It could be this or it could be that.
Yeah. I mean, you just never know. Like, wouldn't it be terrible if you were doing that and you could have been doing this?
Yeah. Or the other.
Yeah.
Any of those things.
Maybe there was like a secret third Easter egg option that was called the other.
All right. Well, let's talk through the episode tonight. I'm sure we'll have plenty more to talk about. So a big deal in the beginning of the episode was Misty's foot.
Yeah, because, you know, we just don't get enough close-ups of gaping wounds on Survivor.
Yeah. Boy, it has been a tough week for middle-aged women whose names start with M and end in Y and having feet on CBS.
I don't know who on CBS has the foot fetish, but they need to cut it out.
Yeah, knock it off. All right. So Misty, she hurt her foot in the water ox challenge. And so that is didn't turn out to be that big of an issue. I thought it was going to sort of loom large in the bike racing, but not a big factor.
Yeah, and the previews tried to set this up like someone was going to have a Dave-style injury. Like, you hear Phil calling for a medic, and you hear Misty complaining about pain, and you see Amy saying she can't do anymore. And I felt like they really built up everything into being totally nothing.
Yeah. And so we have a lot of discussion early on that people are getting into. What were the vehicles that they had to get into, Jess?
They were like bike taxis.
Bike taxis? No, in the beginning of the episode.
Oh, those were jeepneys.
Jeepneys.
Yeah, jeepney.
Okay.
Jeepney. It's actually it's pretty popular in Southeast Asia, particularly in the Philippines, and it's like a shared bus taxi, basically.
Yeah, and
it's
so kind
of like the dollar van in Brooklyn.
What is the dollar van?
It's a van that it has a sort of a. Kind of a route, and you give it a dollar, and it's a highly illegal livery cab.
Hmm. And is it like a Yelp or a Uber, or it just goes around in circles?
It's a guy with a van. You don't call him. I think they're less popular now. In the early 2000s, I saw the dollar van everywhere because I didn't live in a great neighborhood.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very appealing.
I mean, it was cheap. That's the appeal of it. It's cheaper than the subway.
I guess so. Dollar van. Okay. So, yeah, you have to get in one of these dollar vans. And apparently where we had some teams realize that they were going the one direction, the scientists and the dentist realized that they were going later on in the race, realized that they got in one that was going the opposite direction. You had to cross the street.
Yeah, after they spent like 20 minutes talking about how great they were doing and how far ahead they were, and it was got increasingly uncomfortable to watch this happen, knowing that they'd gone the wrong way.
Like, man, we are killing it. We are very smart teams.
Yeah. Incidentally, there's somewhere in Manhattan, I can't remember where I saw it, there's like an upscale Southeast Asian fusion restaurant called Jeepney.
Ooh. Okay.
I've not eaten there, but.
Yeah.
When I see it, I think of The Amazing Race.
Yeah. Do you have to go in on a certain side?
Yeah. If you go the wrong way, it's really disastrous for you.
Okay. Anyway, so because of the screw up by the dentist and the scientist, this lets the wrestlers really catch up some ground, and they make it to the speed bump, and they have to fix a guy's cart.
Yep. Which didn't seem like... compared to some of the other speed bumps we've seen, like particularly this season, this didn't seem like it was that hard.
Yeah. And while Robbie was very excited about this, he felt like this was good. Then Brooke said, stop contradicting me. I said it's not good.
Yeah. It took Brooke all of 3 seconds to decide she did not like the task, and nobody was going to persuade her that it was okay.
Yeah. She doesn't really like any of the tasks.
She liked the basketball.
Not at first, though.
No,
it took her a long time to warm up.
She did warm up to it, and she seemed to like it okay once she got going.
Yeah, she liked it, and then she didn't like it, and then she liked it again.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay, so those guys are working on the cart while everybody else is trying to still get there. Adam and Bethany, they're the first to start playing basketball.
Yeah, and it looked like... It didn't look like the basketball was going to, nobody's going to be there for 6 hours.
Yeah. Adam was towering over some of those kids.
Yeah. I like that Adam referenced Shaq about 8 separate times.
Yeah. Big Shaq guys.
Yeah. And then he can't hit a free throw just like Shaq can't. And then, you know, he's throwing bricks and now he's much taller than everybody like Shaq is. And like, Adam, you know, there are other basketball players.
Yes. There are more topical references.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they're playing basketball and then we ultimately will get to Brooke and Robbie playing basketball. And I thought that was very fun, especially Robbie looking for a foul.
Yeah, Robbie was having a lot of fun with that. And it is one thing. I'm glad that we're getting Robbie for another leg, even if, you know, Brooke could probably do with a break, but Robbie is nonstop fun pretty much.
Yeah, they're a very fun team. You know, they've been the villains here down the stretch because they're very arrogant and cocky, but they've been funny. They've been done everything with a smile on their face, with the exception of some of Brooke's complaining.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Robbie kind of makes up for Brooke.
Yeah. No, this has been a fun team. I've enjoyed watching them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're the best opera singers we've ever had on The Amazing Race.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Man.
maybe later. All right. So Brooke ends up, she's heating up.
Yep. She's on fire.
Yeah. Boom shakalaka. She ends up her shooting was amazing on the outside. The Knicks could use her, Jess.
Yeah. Well, the Knicks could use just about anybody at this point.
The Knicks could use Brooke right now.
They certainly could.
I'm sorry, the Knicks could use Bethany right now.
Yes. Yes, they could.
Would Bethany be an upgrade on any of the current Knicks?
She'd be an upgrade on most of them.
Wow, and I bet it would pack the house to come see Soul Surfer.
Yeah, I would pay money for that.
Yeah. All right. So meanwhile, the dentist and the scientist realize that they are in a lot of trouble, and finally they end up figuring out where they need to be, and they both end up going with this. Do you like the idea of if you are that far behind and you realize you're third and fourth, should you purposely try to make sure you do the same part of the detour that the other team does?
No, I think it's a better risk if you know what the other teams went for. You should try to do the other one because you might be able to make up some time. And that's happened, I think, more often than it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And so, so you would say, even if completely blind, you have this or that, they're doing this, I should do that.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. And it's paid off for a couple of people, a couple of different times. Like, it's paid off for Jim and Misty more than once.
Yeah. And so it ends up, ultimately, they both end up on this, and this ends up being the much harder way to go.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. Poor dentist and scientist, because can you explain what this task was?
They had to go around a course a couple of times, and I think they had to make 4 laps around this course in less than 18 minutes. So it's basically exactly the same as the roadblock where they had to go up the mountain in the go-kart.
Yeah. And then they had to get it done in a certain amount of time, correct?
Yeah, they had to get it done in like less than 17 minutes and some seconds.
Yeah. How did they come up with that? Why not 18 minutes?
I think there was probably a rationale for it. It probably has something to do with like some famous bicycle taxi racer making that time or something.
There's a famous bicycle taxi racer?
I don't know. I'm not from the Philippines.
Now, is this the part where we see Kim and Allie break their TV?
Yeah, this is the part where Kim and Allie are breaking their TV. I hope, like, maybe they went out for drinks tonight with Flight Time and Big Easy, and they all kind of patted each other on the back.
Everybody was upset because they had all some five-hole stuff they could have been doing.
Yep.
Okay. So this ended up being kind of dangerous because there were not really brakes on the bicycles and it was kind of hard to steer them.
Yeah. Just kind of put your foot in the spokes. That'll stop it.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I mean, does the race take on like a lot of liability having the teams do stuff like that? I mean, it's not outside the realm of possibility that a team could have been killed trying to do this.
Well, a team could be killed doing a lot of the things that they do. Team could be killed when their bungee cord snaps.
Yeah.
You know, they sign a big fat waiver. And you should know this better than anybody, Rob, because you went on the show where everybody ends up like destroying their bodies over the course of a month.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sign every liability waiver there is in the history of ever. So someone could die, but, you know, we wouldn't know about it.
We wouldn't know about it. They would just like...
Well, we wouldn't know about it, but they wouldn't air the season. They wouldn't like, you know, they wouldn't do anything about it.
They would just punt on the entire season of The Amazing Race if somebody, like, let's say, you know, Amy, God forbid, got hit by a car.
I think they would probably punt on the season, like, out of respect for her, but they wouldn't necessarily... Like, if you get seriously injured in the course of the race, I think they have to pay, like, your expenses up to a certain point. But I'm not sure how it works. I think the better question would be, like, ask Survivor France and ask Survivor Bulgaria what happens when someone dies. Because it's happened there.
Did they not air the season?
In France, they did not air the season. In Bulgaria, they did air the season.
Hmm. Yeah. I think you're giving the network a lot of credit here that they're going to throw away the season.
Maybe it also depends on how early it happens.
Yeah.
Like if it's leg three and someone dies, they can scrap the season and start over. They still got time.
Yeah. Okay. So this was getting very crazy because we had then at one point where we had a switch where then Misty was riding the bicycle and she had to haul Jim around on that bad foot. That was not going well. And then once we had Amy trying to steer the car, she like crashed like right into another parked car.
Yeah, she tried to pass Misty and she was going too fast to really control herself. And she was worried she was going to run into Misty. So she overcorrected into the car.
Yeah. So there's one moment in the episode where Adam and Bethany are trying to get to the next marker and they've lost the clue.
Yeah, that looked like that could have been game ending.
And then they found that it was in his bag.
Yeah, yeah. They did eventually, but it took.
How does that happen? How does that like? How do you not say, okay, let's just open our backpack and take a look?
Because I think you're going like, you know, 100 miles an hour trying to get to the next spot before everybody else does, and you just sort of read the clue once and stuff it somewhere. And if you take a second to put all the clues in one place, you're going to do a lot better.
Mm-hmm. How about this next task that's coming up? What do we call it? Cuckoo for coconuts?
Who's cuckoo for coconuts? And they missed an opportunity for some cross-promotional synergy there, of course.
What?
Who wants to be a coconut bandit?
Oh, they could have had the Jervis and Tyson team come in?
Yeah. Jervis and Tyson would be an ideal Amazing Race team. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, they'd be very good. Jess, what did you think of this traffic cop that was like the Michael Jackson of traffic cops?
Well, I thought that guy was great. I've seen like, there's guys on YouTube that do that though. Like traffic cops get really excited about the jobs and they're very into it. So.
Okay. And that's legit. You could do that. Like, could you do that in America? Like, is there any sort of guidelines on it?
There's a guy in Rhode Island that does it.
Yeah. And it's allowed?
As long as you're not like, as long as you're still doing your job, as long as traffic's moving and it's not killing anybody, you can do it however you want to do it.
Yeah. And then the one time somebody dies, that's when you get talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make you shut right. It down. Okay. That's how it works.
And it just ruins it for everybody.
Ruins it for everybody. All right. So could you set up the Going Cuckoo for Coconuts challenge?
Okay, there's two different things made out of coconuts. There's like coconut bowls and coconut brooms. And there's a sheet posted on the wall of the marked jeepney that says, you got to take this many things to this place and this many things to this place. And everybody seemed to just read the clue and it said, you know, grab some brooms and some coconuts and wander off in a random direction. And nobody looked at the thing that told them where to go.
Yeah, nobody did. Like all four teams. I don't think I've ever seen this where everybody just whiffed on it.
Yeah, they must be, it must have been really hot there. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. They must have been really hot and dehydrated and not really thinking straight.
Yeah. And really,
because I've never seen all four teams fuck it up like that.
Amy and Maya were at a major disadvantage here because it was all of the men in the male-female teams, which is interesting that that's the makeup here at the final four, where three of the four teams are male-female teams and the other one is a female-female team. No male-male teams in the final four.
Yeah, yeah, no male-male teams. Well, they didn't have super strong ones this year.
Yeah. And so it ends up with all of the men doing the task, and poor Amy, she had to go out and do this. So now why Amy over Maya? It was just her turn?
Yeah, I think it was just her turn. And it might have also been like they might be up against the roadblock limit. Although, as we learned last season, they're being a little bit more generous with the roadblock limit these days.
Yeah. And so you had Amy, who was seemingly on the verge of a breakdown the entire task.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a leg injury, it's 120 degrees, it's humid, and she's got to carry like 100-pound things of coconuts. That's really rough.
Yeah. Now, some of the teams ended up getting a cart during this task. Is that allowed? I mean, I felt like this was the kind of thing where it was going to end up being a penalty, but no mention of it in the episode.
Nope. I think it would have said you can't do that if it was something that explicitly wasn't allowed.
Then how did some people go and get carts?
Because other people weren't thinking outside the box.
But what did they trade for the cart?
They were just getting help. I guess the guys figured they're not going to run off with my hand cart because they're on camera.
Yeah, it's like, can I borrow your cart?
Yeah, and they're like, okay. Yeah, as long as you bring it back.
What about Robbie, like, hiding coconut, like, shells? And, like, can I just leave this here and then come back?
I think as long as he's not... taking other people's coconut shells and hiding them, that's allowed.
Okay, that's fine. So Amy ends up almost having the meltdown on the actual course where she says she can't do it and she drops everything on the ground.
Yeah, well, I can't say I blame her, but I'm not sure I would have picked that spot to drop everything on the ground.
Yeah.
Because it looked like she was in the middle of traffic.
That's what I'm saying. It's like these teams could have very easily gotten hit by a car tonight.
That would have been like, if you go out while you're riding a bicycle taxi, that's one thing. If you die because you dropped a bunch of coconuts in the middle of the road because you were tired, that's a far more disgraceful death.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's definitely the way I want to go out.
Yeah.
So yeah,
if we get to choose the way we go out,
it was such a typical Amazing Race act break to have Amy like, I can't do this anymore. And you then know, she like drops everything. And then we come back and then commercial and then local news like tonight at 11, we'll show you, which of these holiday items, if your dog eats them, your dog's going to die. It was tonight at 11. And then it's like, okay, I found a car right here. Okay, good. And then everything's back to normal.
Yeah, and they actually did that twice this episode, and they've done it at least three times this season with Amy and Maya.
Yeah. It's like they're in peril. We're worried about them the whole commercial break. We come back, hey, they're okay.
Yeah, they failed in slow motion, and now we cut to commercial, and we come back, and they're fine.
They're fine. Okay.
I don't think I can do this commercial. Oh, wait, yes, I can.
All right, so the teams were headed off to Fort San Diego.
Fort San Diego.
Okay. And I thought this was kind of an interesting spot that we ended up in with all four of the teams headed to the pit stop. And I mean, you kind of had a good sense of what the order was, but I can't remember a time where all of the teams were headed towards the finish, short of the final episode, where all of the teams are headed towards the finish at the same time. And anybody could have walked in and been first, and anybody could have been last.
Well, you know, that's all editing, right?
I mean, I'd like to imagine that it's not.
Some of it was editing. At least some of it was.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't all within a minute of each other like they were last
Come week. On, Jess. It could have happened.
It could have, but it probably didn't.
Are you saying it's a bit of...
fan fiction.
I'm like a storyteller. That's what I do.
That's my favorite.
Yes. Good. I'm glad you like it. I'm happy to make up for not having your opera at the ready.
Yeah. All right. Well, get it ready for next week. All right. Just telling you now.
All right. We'll have it ready for you. Here it is. Now, are you saying to have it ready because you feel like Brooke and Robbie are going to win the Amazing Race?
They're either going to win or they're going to fail in an interesting fashion. So we want to be ready in either case.
Yeah. Well, Jess, what do you think of this ending? So Brooke and Robbie get to the mat. They're the first team to arrive. And Phil says, I have some news. And I'm like, oh, they're going to get a penalty here. And so Phil says, No. He gives them a manila envelope and says, we're still racing.
Yeah. And I was trying to figure out for a second why he was hitting manila so hard. Like, oh, right, that's where they are.
But is that why the manila, I actually Googled this. Is that why the manila envelope is called the manila envelope? Like, is it from the Philippines?
Well, you said you Googled it, but I don't think so.
Well, I trust you more than I trust Google.
Well, that's probably how I would have found out if I knew for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that it's the manila is like the material that it's made out of. Like it's like a plant, but I'm not sure if that's connected to the actual place in the Philippines.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself. I think it might be one of those cases where they're both named after the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was a little bit too on the nose.
So Jess, how exciting does this make this for the finale? I mean, I wish it was an elimination. I like this part, but then I wish it was an elimination. Like,
I think it might be a case of the editors needing to have more material to work with because some of those final three finales have gotten a little bit draggy. And if you have a fourth team in the mix, you've got more potential for interesting things to happen so that you can fill up an entire hour.
Will David Copperfield make an appearance on the finale?
I'm going to say probably not because I think anybody that had anything to do with season 24 probably doesn't want anything to do with the Amazing Race anymore.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Scott St. Pierre is saying that the name refers to the Manila hemp, which is from the Philippines.
Yep.
Yes.
So I guess the city and the envelope are named after the same thing.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, so then let's go ahead and bring in the scientists. And then they're second, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not scientists.
Not the scientists. It goes wrestlers, surfers, dentists, scientists.
Okay, so Adam and Bethany, they come in second. Rather uneventful. We have the dentist. They're in third.
Yep.
Okay, and then finally we see, you know, and it was really sort of anticlimactic that Amy and Maya were coming in last. Like the show wasn't treating it with like, oh, they're about to get eliminated. We should have known something was up.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, Phil was like, okay, make sure you have enough water and you're relaxed so that you're feeling okay when I eliminate you.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I mean, how long can Amy sit there and before knowing that the race is still going on?
Yeah, that had to be rough. Like, she's just like, she's got to get a control of herself so that she can be told that the race is over for them.
Yeah.
That's got to be really upsetting. I can't imagine it made it easier for her to recover.
Tell me, Jess, in your heart of hearts, give me the internal monologue on Amy in that moment. Like, just give me Amy's internal monologue approaching the mat, coming to Phil, and then finding out the race is still going on.
I can imagine, oh my God, we're last, we're out, we're done. It's my fault. I feel terrible. I'm in pain. It's hot. I'm tired. I just want him to get it over with and kick us out of here so I can go sleep.
Okay. And then what happened?
And then they're like, sit down, come visit, you know, Amazing Race's answer to Dr. Ben, you know, have some water, have the umbrella guy. And Phil's not saying anything about what place they're in yet. And it's going on for a while. And then Phil's like, okay, are you ready to hear what place you're in? Yeah, that's fine. And, you know, the whole time, Phil's got one hand behind his back and you can see a hint of manila.
Yes.
And it's probably not like you're not going to open it up and it's just going to say, you suck in big letters.
That would be fantastic if it did.
Yeah, it would be pretty fantastic.
Yeah. And then... Okay, so then give me the internal monologue for Amy when she finds out that they have to keep going.
Oh my God, what? I don't get to lie down and sleep?
Yeah, he's like, are you kidding me? Come on. We're not winning the race.
I almost died back there.
My blood pressure is 100 over 70. Is that good?
That's not far off of normal.
Where's the umbrella man?
Yeah, bring back the umbrella man.
Yeah. And Maya's internal monologue is like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. This is the greatest day that's ever been. I'm so excited. We get to keep racing. This is so much fun. I can't wait to get back to go there. I'm like, oh, shut up. Amy's like.
Yeah. I think at this point, Maya's inner monologue is just like one long, continuous, high-pitched noise. Like the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah, I felt for Amy, because I think I'd be much more of the Amy in any Amazing Race team. I'd be like, oh, come on, just let me just sit here and die.
Yeah, but you know, I have to give Amy a lot of credit, because she's not... It would be very easy in this position to become the Brooke to Maya's Robbie. And to be like overtly negative. And I've never seen any of that from Amy. I've seen her kind of roll her eyes a little bit. I've seen her sigh, but most of the time she's pretty chill. And I think it's just because she's next to someone as positive and relentlessly upbeat as Maya that she looks a little bit lackluster in comparison.
Is that what it is?
I don't think she has a bad attitude per se.
All right, Jess, let's reset the power rankings here a little bit. Just heading into the finale.
All right. I think we got to say the wrestlers moved up a little bit.
They definitely moved up a lot. Well, I don't know how much you could move them up. Would you put them ahead of the dentist? Would you put them ahead of the dentists?
Yes, I would put them ahead of the dentists.
Are they ahead of the surfers?
They are not ahead of the surfers.
Surfers are number one heading into the finale.
Yes.
I can't argue with that, even though they were not number one tonight. Then do you have the wrestlers at two?
I have the wrestlers at two.
Okay. And then the dentist, and then Amy Maya?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a realistic possibility that the wrestlers could win this season?
Well, we got to truck out our tired old comparisons to season 21.
Yeah.
If the Beekman boys can win the Amazing Race, Brooke and Robbie can win the Amazing Race.
But they've been better than the Beekman boys.
They have. So there's your answer right there.
But has the edit supported a Brooke and Robbie win in the final leg?
I would say probably not. The edit has shown them to be kind of whiny.
Hmm. Has there
and kind of bumbling? They got like I would call it the Dandrew edit.
Yeah.
They're kind of funny a lot of times when they're trying to be, when they're not trying to be. They complain a lot. They can go pretty far. They probably can't go all the way.
Okay. We'll see. What next week? You think we're sitting here talking about Soul Surfers are the winners of the Amazing Race?
I don't see any way we're not.
Wow. Dentists are the winners.
I don't think so. I think it goes the other way too. If you're shown the entire race talking about how much you're going to win and how much better you are than everybody else, I think that doesn't make for a very good winner's edit either.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So we're going to open this up to your questions here on the Amazing Race for Hap Up Show, getting ready for next Friday's finale podcast on the 19th. Can't believe Amazing Race 25 is almost over. Jess, can you believe it?
I can't believe it. It has flown by.
It has flown by. Okay, let me take a minute and thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob is a Podcast. And those are friends over at Hulu Plus, Jess. And of course, the best time of TV is the fall. And that's because all of your favorite shows are back with new episodes. And right now, there's current season episodes of all your favorite shows like Sleepy Hollow, Bob's Burgers, Once Upon a Time, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Revenge, Mindy Project, Modern Family. Wouldn't you love to be under Phil's umbrella sitting there watching Hulu Plus all day?
It's true. I could watch a little bit of this. I could watch a little bit of that.
What would you rather watch, this or that?
I think I'd rather watch that.
Well, if you're not caught up on your shows, catch up now on Hulu Plus, because you've probably watched Hulu on your computer, but Hulu Plus is much more, because you could watch every episode of shows like South Park, Family Guy, America's Next Top Model, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of the Orange County, New Jersey, Beverly Hills, New York, Atlanta. Boy, there are enough shows to fill up a manila folder.
A really big one.
A big manila folder. And Hulu Plus works on your smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, Wii, PlayStation, pretty much any streaming device you already own. Jess, we got a new TV after the Cyber Monday, and it's got the new TV. You could put out the Hulu Plus right on from the menu.
Oh, yeah. The smart TV is really cool.
That's good. With Hulu Plus, you're in total control. Stream as much as you want, whenever you want. Binge watch all the shows you're behind on for just $7.99 a month. Watch all your fall shows anytime, anywhere. You've got the hookup with the 2-week free trial when you go to HuluPlus.com/Rob. 2 weeks is better than one. Go to HuluPlus.com/Rob. Get the extra free week, and they'll know that we sent you. It helps support the podcast. You get a great deal. Go to HuluPlus.com/Rob for your extended free trial. That's HuluPlus.com/Rob. Rob, especially if you're going to be getting ready for you got the Christmas holiday coming up, got some time off, want to binge watch some shows, nothing better. That's my favorite. All right, let's go ahead and get to your questions, Jess, and start off. Here is George Wise wants to know, how does the Amazing Race deal with collisions involving non-race property like Amy and Maya in this episode or Jamie and Kara in Amazing Race 18?
Well, I actually, someone happened to ask Phil about this on Twitter. Tonight they asked him who ends up paying for all that damage. And Phil's response was simply, who do you think?
Phil does?
Yeah, I think maybe it comes directly out of his paycheck.
Umbrella Man. There used to be two umbrella guys and now they had to scale back.
Yeah, they had to scale back. I mean, it's the same reason that some of the flights are pre-booked, because they had to pay for all this racer damage.
Yeah. Well, why? Maybe don't do things that it's going to cause teams to crash into parked cars.
Well, I mean, you have to give them a little bit of risk.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's not fun.
I don't know.
You can't send them out there in like padded suits. That wouldn't be fun. That wouldn't be fun to watch for 13
They did
episodes.
Last season in Amazing Race 24.
Yeah. And they almost killed themselves doing it. That was more dangerous than this.
All right. Samantha Mann wants to say, you think that after getting Margie heat exhaustion and other racers needing fluids, the producers would be smart enough to not do physically exhausting tasks in the tropics? Not smart.
Well, they are aware ahead of time that the show is going to push them to their physical limits.
Okay. We'll
see. And I think they have gotten a lot better about hydrating everybody.
Yeah. I did see they had some bottled water after they were in the taxi with Amy and Maya.
Right, right. And they seem to, like, I think it used to be you had to buy all your own bottled water, but I think now they might be a little bit better about giving it to people.
Okay. Jer Martin wants to say, the basketball detour seems way easier and faster than the timed bike race detour. Was this the biggest gap between two detours this season, Jess?
You know, I don't think it was necessarily.
I don't think one.
You think the other way around, right? Like, you thought the bikes seemed much, much faster.
No. I thought basketball was much easier. I'm a big that guy, not this guy.
No, this was the basketballs, and that was the bikes.
Is that what it was? Is that? Is
no,
that
this is what it was.
Wait.
This is what it was.
So this was basketball?
Yeah, this was basketball and that was bikes.
Wait, I thought you said that was basketball.
No. This was basketball.
I thought that the biggest difference this season was probably where this comes from. When we had the paint the yep. ceiling of the Sistine Chapel and then, go and write down what costumes people are wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably the biggest. Well,
that cost Tim and TJ the race.
Of ones that teams completed both sides of. I think that was it. But I also think that the poles versus the armor was probably a bigger discrepancy.
Yeah. But it wasn't like the armor was super easy.
No, it wasn't. But it wasn't skill based at all. Mm-hmm. It was going to take everybody the same amount of time.
Okay. Let's go to JJ Rules 07. If Amy passes out at the roadblock, does production step up?
We've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Like Margie did that and it was very scary, but production was right in there.
All right. This is from Wisdom from Alex says, Phil only told that there was a mid-leg elimination for the scientists. Do you think the other teams know about it?
I think they probably do. I think it's just less interesting for us to watch Phil say the same thing four times.
Yeah. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Let's take our next question and let's go to HJPK. 1, 2, 3. How much time do you think Amy and Maya lost due to Amy receiving medical attention? I didn't think they got that much medical attention.
No, I don't think so. I think it was no more than like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, just a couple of minutes. I think they'll be fine. They'll be fine. Get back on their feet. Mr. Air Sonic says, with one episode left, how would this season rank compared to others? In my opinion, this has been one of the best. All right, Jess, this is your wheelhouse.
I mean, a lot's going to hinge on the ending, but I'm prepared to say top five, baby.
Top five, baby. Oh, my God.
This is easily the best of the last, like, 7 or 8.
Best of the last 7 or 8. Okay. Does this compare with some of the classic seasons, Jess?
I think it is very much in the vein of classic Amazing Race.
Is this because they started in New York City and you sent them on their way?
Well, maybe a little bit, but I think it's also because they are remembering that there were many seasons before this one that just happened, and they're throwing in a lot of references, and they have a great cast of people that care about the show and aren't just in it to be famous. And I think all of that comes together, along with a pretty good course with some interesting locations, all of that comes together to create a really good season.
Was last season the worst?
Yes.
That was 25 of 25.
Given the choice between watching Amazing Race Family Edition and season 24, I think I would actually watch Family Edition again.
Wow. There you go. All right. Jer Martin, did the wrestlers get anything by winning this leg? Every other leg, first place got some fancy reward. Did I miss it?
I didn't see any prize, which would really suck for them because, you know, the same three teams won all of the other legs. And like the one time the wrestlers had managed to get up in front, they don't win anything. That sucks.
Yeah. Are there some legs without prizes or because they're like, oh, you're still racing?
Well, I thought the last couple of times we've had that like super leg, they've given out a prize anyway. Hmm. Like when they did it in season 22, Dave and Connor still got a prize for coming in first on the super leg. And then in season 23, I think it was the Beards that came in first and they got a prize.
Do you think that they told them what the prize was? Like, all right, Brooke and Robbie, you're the first team to arrive. Your prize is going to be, you are going to get a all expense paid trip to, insert place here. And then Brooke's like, oh, I hate that place. Oh, I bet it smells there. Oh,
that could have been it. Or maybe their prize is actually hidden inside the manila envelope. Like they open it up and like there's a gift card in there or something.
Like confetti. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question from Rain Lazy 92. Has there ever been an episode before the finale where the last team got into first place? Well, Phil referenced the Cowboys.
Yeah, I hated that Phil kept saying that you've made Amazing Race history. It's like, no, if another team does it before you, that is the definition of not making history.
They've broken history. Why? Nobody, not that many teams have ever done that before. Go start the in last place and then end up in first place. I mean, that doesn't seem that crazy to do on the Amazing Race.
Well, if you start out in last place with a speed bump and still make it into first place, is I think the history that was allegedly being made that wasn't really being made.
The history was repeating itself.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like for the second time in history. Well, that's not quite as impressive, is it?
I don't know why Siri thought I was talking to her about that. Okay. This is from Manmore17, who says, what kind of detour or roadblock would you like to see in Los Angeles? Oh, Jess, what could we do in Los Angeles?
Well, there's many things, and they've been to Los Angeles so many times before. Like, they've started half the races there.
All right. What have been some of the highlights teams have done in Los Angeles?
I'm thinking, actually, Amazing Race Australia had a stop in L.A. On their way back to Australia this year.
Okay. And what did they do?
They had to go to Pink's and eat a footlong hot dog.
That doesn't sound very difficult.
No. Well, one of the guys was a really picky eater.
Wait, was there a long line?
No, they got to skip the line, and they made them wear hats with the logo on it, too.
They got to skip the line?
Yeah, I thought that was like half of the allure of going to a place like that.
Yeah, I'll say. All right, so what else could they do? They could eat a hot dog.
Yeah, and they had something with those... with those celebrity lookalikes in the costumes on the Walk of Fame.
That's what they did in Australia?
That was what they did in Australia. And then, I don't know, they haven't done a lot of challenges per se in LA. So maybe there's some untapped potential there. Usually they just send them to a soundstage and make them do something.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
I would rather that not be the case this time.
Yes.
Like, they've sent them to the George Lucas Ranch, and they've sent them a couple of other places, but yeah, I don't know. I'm you're the LA guy, Rob. You tell me.
Yeah, what could they do? What is there to do? They could, you know, I don't know. Is there anything to do?
I don't know. I've been to three places in LA. I've been to the Santa Monica Pier, I've been to Venice, and I've been to the Sony Studios in Culver City. That's all I've done. Oh, yeah. And I've been to Disneyland. That's it.
Okay.
That's all I saw in LA.
I doubt they'll go to Disneyland.
No, although that would be kind of fun.
That would be fun. Okay. Let's go to Hank Greenberg wants to ask the question, has every leg taken place on an island? I think Morocco is the only exception.
Yeah, I mean, that's the popular theory with people that think it's going to be something other than animal tasks at the Final Memory Challenge. People think it's going to be an island.
Scott St. Pierre suggests Getty Center.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. So how about that? That's a good idea. All right. Let's go to Rob Licurdo, who says, do you think that the wrestlers matching the Cowboys' feat of going from worst to first with a speed bump factor in will boost their chances to return at all?
I think they are definitely on the short list for if they have an all-star season, which they seem to be doing every other season now.
Can we rank the all-stars from Amazing Race 25 real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Who's most likely to return? Because I feel like we have a lot of candidates here.
I can see three definite candidates. I think three people will definitely be asked back.
Who's most likely to return?
Most likely to return. And again, this depends on who wins. But I think they're going to ask him and Allie back. That's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
They're going to ask the wrestlers back, and they're going to ask Jim and Misty back.
No, one of those, Adam and Bethany, Jessica?
I don't think so. I think Adam and Bethany have been okay, but they haven't been phenomenal TV.
People love them. They're beloved.
I know people love them, but they're not compelling television.
Did you see her pass a basketball with one arm, Jess?
Yeah, but how much of that can you watch?
Do you not have a heart? She put together a puzzle with her feet.
But Rob, you gotta settle down now, because people are going to think I really hate Bethany now.
Well, it sounded like you do. Come on, Jess.
Bethany. I think she's an inspiration to all. I just don't see them coming back for another season. They also have a lot going on.
Okay. All right. So give me your returning player power rankings.
Returning player power rankings.
Number one, Whitney and Keith.
I'm going to pretend they were never on the show.
All right. Number one is who? Kim and Allie. You have it number one. Okay.
Yeah. Kim and Allie number one. I'd say wrestlers number two and Jim and Misty number three.
I have it as, I'd say go with I think they love Adam and Bethany. I think they love having them on the race. I think that they're number one. I think then the wrestlers, then the dentist, then Kim and Allie.
All right. That's fair.
Okay. That's how I have it. And then who's number five?
Number five, Tim and TJ, maybe?
Okay.
Or if Amy and Maya end up like in a really close battle for the final mat, we could see Amy and Maya coming back.
How about Miami Realtors, unfinished business?
I think they're number one in Miami and nowhere else.
And in your heart.
But I thought Bethany had to be number one in my heart.
No.
Followed closely by Whitney.
You said Bethany was number 11 in your heart. Just behind Keith and Whitney.
I just want everyone to know that I love everyone who's ever been on this show.
Yes, okay. It's a likely story.
Before people started like a Twitter blast to get them to shun you on when it comes time for exit interviews. I just want it to be known. I love you all. And I've said many nice things about everybody.
Yeah. Nobody shun me for exit interviews.
And also if I said something mean, don't shun Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody should shun me. I'm very shunned. Hate being shunned.
You know, it hurts his feelings just as much as my cruel comments have hurt yours.
Yeah. Okay, this is from Rachel Wagner. One of the most likable finales in Amazing Race in a long time. Go Soul Surfer. So Rachel is very clearly on Team Soul Surfer, Jess.
Well, and I want to point out, who have I been saying is going to win the race all season long?
I believe you said Kim and Allie.
I did not. I've said the same team from the time I saw them get out of the cab in New York City on day one of filming.
The Dentists.
No.
Whitney and Keith.
No.
Who?
Adam and Bethany.
Adam and Bethany.
I said it on day one. They were my pick to win all along. You can go back to the tape if you need to, but I'm sticking with it. I think they're going to win, and I want them to win because I like being right.
Not because you like Adam and Bethany.
I love Adam and Bethany. This is spurious rumors.
Ryan Noakes says, is having a Final Four better finale TV? Can you think of a Final Four team that you wish made the finals? Jess?
Oh, almost every single one of them. It's kind of common knowledge that fourth place is the fan favorite slot.
Ooh. That's like, the you should have won slot?
Yeah, kind of the team that everybody is rooting for all season frequently ends up going out in fourth place.
It's like third place on Survivor when there used to be a final two.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. All right. So who is it that you wish would have been there?
Danny and Oswald.
Okay.
Hands down. They came in fourth place twice and I was rooting for them both times.
The Twinnies.
Yeah. Twinnies. 20s are a good one. Afghanimals 2.0, maybe not so much 1.0.
Jess, how would you feel about a 20 return to the Amazing Race now at this point?
After Natalie's
strong run here on Survivor.
I'm loving Natalie on Survivor and I really hope she wins. But if they came back to Amazing Race, wouldn't that just be kind of more opportunity for me to complain about people from Survivor going on the Amazing Race?
So you would hate them then?
I wouldn't hate them. I love the 20s.
Yeah.
I think they're wonderful television. I would welcome them back on any show, but I really think they got to go for the Triple Crown. Put them on Big Brother.
No, they would not last a day in the Big Brother house. That is not the right, like, outdoors, racing. That these are the places that no house can hold them. They are too big personalities to get by in the Big Brother house.
That's probably true.
That is not the right spot for them.
Everyone in the Big Brother house yells all the time. So I feel like maybe they'd be right at home.
I don't know. This is from Rob Licurdo. If it were up to you guys, how would the mid-leg elimination be handled? Jess, give us your dream scenario.
I just want Phil to jump out of nowhere in the middle of a challenge and be like, you, out. But that's probably not how they're going to handle it.
Yes.
I think it's going to be more like, it'll be like where a speed bump sign would be or where a detour or U-turn thing would be. Phil will be there instead. And he'll be like, yeah, sorry guys, no clue for you. Go home.
I have a tweet that came in to me personally from Daryl Abner, who checked in on Jim's pesos calculation. He said that's $1 million. That's, I believe, 40 million pesos. And that is 100% incorrect. 40 million pesos would be $2.7 million.
All right. So, well, maybe he was talking about pesos in a different country.
Maybe that's possible.
Because in Argentina, like $1 million is like 6 or 7 million pesos at this point.
Hmm. Okay.
And in Mexico, it's like pesos are kind of small in Mexico, aren't they? It's like 10 to a dollar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, here's a question from Jer Martin. Did the wrestlers get the winner edit at the end of the show? They were some great montages. And I also felt like Robbie kicking it off with like, all right, here's who we're like, us versus Dentist. Are you kidding me? They clean teeth. Us versus Amy and Maya. I didn't think he needed to say they're not in shape. That probably wasn't a nice thing to say. And he's like, Soul Surfers, like, they're like, whatever, cowabunga dude. What did you think? I felt like that the show was giving us Robbie's perspective on everything.
Yeah, but he was kind of talking trash about other people. And this is a warm, fuzzy show. They don't really like it when you talk trash.
Okay.
Like, jerk teams don't tend to win this race.
Jerk teams. All right, this is from Jeremiah Yap. Jim should have yelled, dig woman.
Dig woman!
To Misty during the Padiac detour.
So you have that one at the ready all the time ever, but you don't have the opera ready.
I didn't have anything ready. I didn't have the program open.
All right.
Yeah. I was not prepared. I didn't have any sound clips from tonight's episode that I really, did I miss anything? I didn't think there was anything that was that great from tonight's show.
Not really. No.
Yeah. I kind of liked it when Misty was saying with Jim in the, like, I got a big baby in here.
Yeah. 250 pound baby.
Yeah. But
that's,
it wasn't hilarious.
You know, that's not as funny out of context as it could have been.
Yeah. Mr. Air Sonic, how come we have had like zero eating tasks this season? I want some more foodie moments. Why won't they give Mr. Air Sonic his foodie moments?
I love the eating tasks, especially since on Survivor, they give you an eating task and it's like one small gross thing. And on The Amazing Race, they're like, no, since we get to feed you, it's okay if we feed you a lot of stuff. And they'll give you like a giant bowl of something disgusting. You have to eat like 3 pounds of it. And I love that.
Okay.
Like they've had 2 pounds of caviar. They'd have a giant bowl of frog vaginas or whatever those things were.
Frog vaginas.
Oh, it was fallopian tubes, frog fallopian tubes. That was it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, you know, give them a big bowl of something. Maybe quantity over quality. I love that.
I think you gave us our hashtag for tonight's episode. All right. Scott St. Pierre is telling us that maybe is Jim referring to Filipino pesos? Is that the 40 million conversion?
I'm sure that's exactly what he's referring to, but I don't believe that that's the right conversion.
Okay. Ryan Noakes wants to say, due to not being good TV, which person would you rather be medevaced, Amy or Muffin? Well, who said Muffin's not good TV?
Yeah, you shut your mouth, homie G.
Yeah, well, that's actually Baylor. This is
okay,
Muffin.
I'm talking to you.
Well, I heard
Smarty
it.
Poop.
Right.
Love you, bae.
So I feel like Muffin has been good TV.
Yeah, Muffin has been great TV.
Like, don't talk about my baby.
Amy would probably be good TV if her partner wasn't Maya. But she seems like she's kind of boring next to Maya.
Yeah.
So I think that's her only problem. She should have gone on the race with someone that makes her look dynamic.
Yeah. Of these four teams, scientists have not been the best TV of these four.
No, I was expecting a lot more out of them. And I think they're absolutely adorable. And I love how positive they are and how they just kind of roll with everything.
Yeah, they're cute.
They are outclassed on this season.
Okay.
They would have been the best team of another season.
Yeah. Let's do one more question for tonight. Spicy Wasabi X, who says, are you surprised CBS has allowed the cyclists and Brooke to have vlog recaps following each episode this season? Jeff Probst would have shut this down. So I guess they are vlogging about the race each. I mean, didn't we already start this with Joey a couple seasons ago?
Yeah, and Joey and Megan weren't even the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
They had a YouTube personality in season 17 that did it as well.
Yeah. Amazing Race, that they're just happy that people are promoting the show. Like, they have a very Amazing different Race opinion about it than Survivor.
Yeah, they understand that if you're using social media, you're reaching out to people and you're engaging with them, and it makes people more likely to keep watching the show.
Yeah, well, let me tell you the difference. The Survivor fans are crazier, not everyone, But on the fringes, on the outliers, there are crazier Survivor fans than there are crazier Amazing Race fans. And they snitch to Jeff Probst. And they say, Jeff, this got ruined for me.
They're still on the island.
Yeah, I thought they were still on the island. And then I saw this person tweet. And now I'm never watching the show again. Because I went on Twitter and I saw that Tony isn't on the island right now. They snitch to Jeff and then he gets pissed and then they shut it down. Nobody is snitching to Phil.
No. And Phil would just be like, yeah, and?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is true. Survivor fans on the fringes tend to be a lot more unhinged than Amazing Race fans on the fringes.
That's right. That's right. All right, let's do one more question. Keith Dixon, last question. Is there a hybrid team that would be interesting for a future season? You want to make a hybrid team? I leave that to the sweet scientists.
Yeah, I mean, they can go in the lab and create a new one.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't see any like really solid team to team alliances or, you know, people hating each other so much that you want to see them on a team together. Like, you didn't see a lot of that. There's not a lot of Franken team candidates here.
Yeah. Keith Dixon in the chat room says Big Brother has the worst fans as far as the craziest. Here's the thing, though. The Survivor is the sweet spot where there are crazier even Big Brother fans. That here's the power rankings of crazy CBS reality fans of Amazing Race fans on the fringes. Again, there are a lot of well-adjusted people that watch all of these shows, but on the fringes, it goes Amazing Race and then Survivor and then Big Brother. But on those two sides that you have Amazing Race and Big Brother, both don't really care what the fans have to say. Like Alison Grodner is like, she could care less what the fans are saying. And Phil is like the same thing. Like, whatever. Stop bothering me with this stuff. But you have in the middle, the Survivor, Jeff, I think, is the most sensitive out of these two. So you have the sweet spot of most sensitive and also the most middle of the crazy people. And then they have like a place to sort of air their crazy concerns.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think Jeff Probst takes it way more personally. Like, I make fun of Phil constantly.
Yeah.
And he knows it's because it's coming from a loving place. And I don't think Jeff Probst necessarily recognizes when the mockery is coming from a loving place.
Yes. Yeah. Because, and then the thing with Phil is like, Phil can like, it like rolls off his back. He could laugh. Alison Grodner and Big Brother, it's like, could care less.
Yeah.
And then Jeff is like, oh, wait, people are saying this. We got to maybe this means something.
Shut it down.
All right.
Someone was mean to me. Shut it down.
Somebody, hey, the people on the streets are talking. The people on the virtual streets are talking and we got to do it. We got to respond to this. All right. So Jess, next Friday night. Yes. I can't believe it.
Yep. And it's going to be the first time in a really long time that I've been at home on my own couch watching Amazing Race.
You sound sad.
I'm a little sad. But on the other hand, I'm going to actually know what happens a lot better.
Okay. Well, that's good. And we'll talk about it live and be able to recap it. There's nothing going on the East Coast to celebrate the Amazing Race?
If there is, I'm not planning it. The big finale party's in LA this year, and I can't get out there. But I think you should go.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me see what I can do. Let me try. I'm afraid I'm not going to know anybody.
Everybody knows you. Like, rest assured, the racers that I've talked to would be thrilled to like buy you drinks all night. It'd be like when the limo pulled up at the Survivor finale and all the Amazing Race cast was inside it.
Well, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. It'd be like that.
All right.
This is that kind of cast.
We'll see. All right. Well, Jess, thank you so much. Fantastic job. Do you want to give us a hashtag? No frog vagina. That's
not a good hashtag.
That's not good. That's like when Candace and John wanted to talk about the flesh pad.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that either. I'm trying to think of.
I thought we had something good along the way, and now I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was something I was thinking. I had one in my head and I thought, well, maybe that's a little bit too long. Yeah. And now I can't remember what it was. So whatever it was, I don't know. We need We need something.
Jess hates Bethany.
No,
that wasn't it.
How about hashtag Jess doesn't hate anyone.
Jess doesn't hate anybody. All right.
Jess hates nobody.
Just hates nobody. Yeah. Oh, Umbrella Man. Umbrella Man.
Umbrella
How about
Man.
That?
There we go. Yeah. That's what it was.
All right. So hashtag Umbrella Man had a very fun podcast with Spencer from Survivor Kagyan on Rob as a podcast this week on Talking Survivor. So check that out over the weekend if you are so inclined. We'll be back next Friday night with an amazing race recap. Then I'm sure we will have exit interviews with everybody from the Amazing Race coming up on Monday, the 22nd, I believe, will probably be the day we'll get all of those. We'll have all of our Survivor finale coverage kicking off on Wednesday night, and we'll be heading to finale week, 11:15 p.m. Eastern for the Know-It-Alls, followed by all of my exit interviews with the Survivor Final Five coming up on Thursday. So it's going to be a very busy week.
So you got to talk to like 10 people next week.
Well, technically, I'll be talking to the Amazing Racers the following Monday.
Okay, so a week after next, you have to talk to a ton of people.
But there'll be a lot of talking in the 72 hours between when Survivor starts and the Amazing Race ends. Certainly.
You should probably drink a lot of tea.
I will try. I'd like to put honey in my tea, and it's hard because sometimes I get honey in my hair.
That's a sticky situation.
It certainly is.
Rest your instrument, man.
Yes. I am also working on tracking down the original Blood versus Water, mom and daughter, with Laura and Sierra, trying to work out an interview with them for early this week. So that's very exciting. We'll talk to them about what they think about Missy and Baylor going forward. Also, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Plenty of stuff coming up on post-show recaps as well. Also, I'm working on the big Happy Holiday special, Jess. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, well, I'm cooking up a little something for the Happy Holidays special myself.
Is it a muffin?
It's better.
It's better than a muffin. All right. Very exciting. If anybody's doing some holiday shopping over the weekend, don't forget robisawebsite.com/Amazon or in Canada, robisawebsite.com/AmazonCA. Best way to get all of your shopping done. Sit under your big umbrella and just do your shopping without having to worry about crashing into a car or anything like that. All right, Jess, have a fantastic weekend. You too, everybody. Thanks again also to Scott St. Pierre, who was reading all of your tweets and social media posts and getting everything into the show. And also thanks to Shane Gallagher for writing the recap every week of this podcast for robinsonwebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. One race to rule the